Hey Fearless Femmes, Jessica Lane here, your daily dose of motivation, and let's be real, sometimes life throws us curveballs that leave us feeling like we're drowning in a sea of emotions. We're talking the kind of days where everything feels overwhelming, you know. You wake up on the wrong side of the bed, traffic is a nightmare, and then your boss asks you to take on an impossible project. Sound familiar? It happens to all of us. But guess what? There are ways to navigate these tricky feelings in a way that empowers us instead of overwhelms us. So, if you're ready to ditch the emotional roller coaster and learn some practical tools for dealing with tough emotions head on, buckle up because this episode is for you. Today, we're diving deep into navigating those difficult emotions in a healthy way. Trust me, by the end of this, you'll feel like you have a superpower, the power to manage your emotional landscape. Okay. Fearless Femmes, let's get real. We all experience a range of emotions. Joy, sadness, anger, fear, and everything in between. It's part of what makes us human, right? But sometimes, those feelings can feel intense, overwhelming, or even scary. Ever felt like you were walking on eggshells, afraid to let your true feelings out? We've all been there, but here's the thing. Suppressing our emotions doesn't make them disappear. It's more like trying to ignore a leaky faucet. It might seem quiet for a while, but eventually, that water is going to overflow. So how do we stop this emotional leak? We need to learn how to acknowledge, understand, and express those feelings in a healthy way. Let me give you 5 key takeaways to help you navigate those difficult emotions like a boss. 1. Acknowledge your emotions. This one might seem obvious, but it's crucial. Don't try to bury your feelings or pretend they don't exist. Recognize that what you're feeling is valid. You're allowed to feel angry, sad, frustrated, or whatever comes up. Ignoring your emotions is like ignoring a red light. Eventually, something bad is going to happen. 2. Label your emotions. Putting a name to your feelings can help you understand them better. Are you feeling anxious, depressed, overwhelmed? Being specific about your emotions helps you gain clarity and control over them. It's like having a mental dictionary for your feelings. The more you use it, the easier it becomes. 3. Find healthy outlets. You need to find healthy ways to express those emotions. Talk to a trusted friend or family member, journal your thoughts and feelings, go for a walk in nature, listen to music that resonates with you, or engage in activities that bring you joy. The key is to find outlets that work for you and allow you to release those pent-up emotions without harming yourself or others. 4. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes, have bad days, and feel overwhelmed sometimes. Instead of beating yourself up over your emotions, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Remember, you're human, and it's okay to not be okay sometimes. 5. Seek professional help. If you're struggling to manage your emotions on your own, don't hesitate to seek professional help. A therapist can provide you with the tools and support you need to navigate difficult emotions in a healthy way. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Let me tell you a story about a friend of mine who used to get really anxious before public speaking. She'd freeze up, her heart would race, and she'd sweat buckets. But then, she started practicing self-compassion. Instead of berating herself for feeling anxious, she started acknowledging those feelings and reminding herself that it was okay to feel nervous. She also practiced mindfulness techniques like deep breathing exercises before her speeches. Slowly but surely, she started to feel more comfortable in front of crowds. She even landed a promotion because she could confidently present her ideas. See? It's all about finding those tools that work for you and building your confidence along the way. So there you have it, Fearless Femmes, 5 powerful ways to navigate those tricky emotions like a boss. Remember, acknowledging your feelings, labeling them, finding healthy outlets, practicing self-compassion, and seeking professional help when needed are all crucial steps in mastering your emotional landscape. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to try today to manage your emotions in a healthier way? Share your thoughts with me on social media. Tag me at Fearless Femme Podcast, and let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, remember, you are fearless, you are strong, and you are capable of anything.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.